Good evening and welcome to WDIY and the program On Every Main Street. This program takes a deeper look into the greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce and all of its affiliates. I'm your host, Greg Caponia, and today I would like to welcome John Ferreira, the general manager of the Lehigh Valley Mall. John is also on the Whitehall Area Chamber Board and its executive committee. Welcome back to Jessica O'Donnell. Jessica, you know your way around here. You're the EVP of Affiliated Chambers at the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce. Just to remind people, welcome, folks.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Nice to have you. John, you've been a property manager for Simon Properties for over 30 years.
I have, yes.
How does one become a mall manager?
I don't know.
you have a master's from Duquesne. When you were going to Duquesne, did you ever think, wow, I'm going to end up being a mall manager?
I don't think anyone thinks about being a mall manager, but there are a lot of components involved with running a shopping mall. And we had spoken earlier, and I always thought I would find myself in some type of retail position, but I also like to manage people and I like to manage things. So in the mid-1980s, there was an opportunity to be an assistant at Lehigh Valley Mall. And I said, this looks interesting. I think I might like this.
So, and you're from this area.
I am from this area, grew up here, Salisbury Township, Salisbury High School, the whole bit. You know, I looked at an opportunity to be an assistant at Lehigh Valley Mall, and they made the biggest mistake of their life. They hired me to do that, and 33 years later, I'm still around and still like it.
Great. Tell us a little bit about the mall. Everybody knows about the mall, but what are some interesting facts that we might not know? For example, how many stores are there?
135 stores, at least as of this morning.
Does that include the restaurants?
It's everybody. It's the restaurants. It's the department stores. It's the outdoor, which we call the lifestyle component. But and it's not the temporary carts you see in the mall. These would be all permanent retailers that we have. So it's about 135.
So are you in the retail business or are you in the real estate business?
We're in what I call the people business. We're in the people business. We're a large facility located in Whitehall Township in a really good location. And we bring a lot of people not only to our mall, but we bring a lot of people to the area. And we, as Simon, we as the Lehigh Valley Mall, take that. It's a responsibility that we have to our communities to bring people to the area. And we had spoken earlier, and I'd like everyone to come and shop at Lehigh Valley Mall. That's not realistic, but we are a large venue. People, we're an attraction. People come to us. There, a lot of folks here have to understand that they don't have in some other areas what we have here. Mm-hmm. So as a Lehigh Valley Mall, if we can bring people to the mall and to the area, we think that that's really important to us and to the community that we serve.
So Jessica, having John on affiliated with the chamber and being on the executive committee, mm-hmm. sort of a natural.
For sure. Absolutely. He is a connector for us because of the relationships that he has with the retail businesses or the restaurants at the Lehigh Valley Mall. It is a natural marriage for us because he's connecting us. For example, we have Restaurant Week. He has the relationships with the Bravo, the Bonefish, and all those restaurants in around that area. For him to go in there and ask somebody to participate in Restaurant Week, he's a familiar face to them. So he's a key stakeholder, and he can talk about the benefits of being involved in the chamber and this local initiative.
John, you've probably seen a lot of changes in your career. What are some of the biggest changes that you've seen?
I'm just going to take a look at our shopping center. When that mall was first built, we had a lot of trees in there. We had a lot of greenery in there. We had a big ramp in there as opposed to a passenger elevator. And, you know, as we've evolved, and people evolve as well, people like open spaces. They like open places. They like visibility. They like all of that stuff. And what we had found was all of those trees and all of that ramp and all of those fountains. You know, we also went through a period of water conservation. All of our malls had fountains. We have water conservation. Some of those fountains, over time, you know, pipes rust out. Fountains don't work anymore. They were beautiful. They took up a lot of room. And our customers were telling us, you know what, we really like the open space. We remove trees. We remove fountains. We really open up the mall quite a bit. Now, we're probably going pretty quickly here, but now what you see pretty open areas in the mall. You see, versus years ago, those hard wooden benches, you now see soft seating in the mall that are a little more comfortable. You see tables throughout the mall that people can sit at and eat at. So we've tried to do at the mall what the people really want us to do, or what society is looking for today, is to not just be a retail center. We try to be entertainment. We try to be just a location where people can come and enjoy themselves, whether it be eating a meal, walking in the morning, as we do have a lot of our senior citizens come in and walk and get their exercise, or we still have nice shops and restaurants for people to shop and eat at.
Now, we often see senior citizens walking to the mall. Is that something that mall companies like?
Yes, we do. You have a lot of seniors want to get out. We've been doing that at Lehigh as long as I can remember. The doors open Monday through Friday at 8 o'clock in the morning. So you have a lot of seniors who want to get out. They want a controlled environment to walk in.
Safe
environment to walk in. You also have there are a lot of folks with some health-related issues, some people with some cardiac issues that may not be able to exercise on a cold day outside.
Got it.
So they choose to come inside. So it's not a problem to open the doors. You have a safe environment, a controlled temperature in there. They come in, they walk, they sit down, they chat a little bit. A couple of stores open. I know we have Chick-fil-A opens earlier for them. They open at 9:30. They sit down, they have a cup of coffee. Our Dunderbach restaurant, they opened, they have a little cup of coffee, and they sit and they chat. And, you know, for a lot of the seniors, it's really very social for them to be able to get out, sit with friends, have a cup of coffee, and, you know, they're there till 11 noon.
Yeah.
One thing to John and his team's credit is the mall has become a destination. For example, gone are the days that maybe I have to go to King of Prussia for the Apple store. We have one right here in the Lehigh Valley.
Right.
Dunderbox, which is big news for the Lehigh Valley for us, you know, to have right there at the mall. Mm-hmm. So him and his team have recruited and put together this list of businesses that they want for this area. I have friends that live in Scranton, Wilkes-Barre. They come down to our Lehigh Valley Mall and they spend a whole day. So that's exactly what we want with this facility right in our backyard.
What are some of the shopping trends that you see changing? Do people have an item that they want, for example, and just run in and grab it, or are we starting to browse again?
Probably both. It's probably both. If you use me as an example, when I want something, I want it now. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those crazy shoppers, but if I can't get it today, I probably am not going to get it. But, you know, there's times when I want it and I want it now, and I can't wait until it comes in and do buy some things on the internet. I've had some not good luck, and it's probably operator error because I always order the wrong size and then have to take it back, and I just don't like doing that. It's probably a little bit of both. People, A, they want to be out and they want to socialize, and B, they want to see what's out there. Mm-hmm. So, you have them out and they're looking around, especially during the holidays. And I call it being out on a scouting mission.
Uh-huh.
And they're out on a scouting mission, and you see them, and they're out right after Thanksgiving, and they're looking, and they're looking, and they're waiting. You know, they're waiting for prices to drop. They're waiting for specials, but they know what they want. They're just waiting for that right opportunity to buy it.
Do prices really drop?
If you take a look, if you go into a store and you look at something on a pair of slacks today, and it's 30% off tomorrow, in my mind, it's probably dropped. I would say that all retailers have a margin. I'm going to leave it at that. But in the customer's mind, if they're seeing $19.99 versus $9.99, price has dropped.
Mm-hmm.
What's the most common question people ask you when they find out what you do?
The most common question. Boy, do you get free stuff?
John, are you holding out on us?
Boy, do you get free stuff? And my answer is, they charge me double.
How many people show up at the mall every day or in a week?
I can't really answer the question educationally. We used to have traffic counters. We took them out, and there's really no way to gauge at this point. So I'd like to say business is pretty steady compared to the way it's been just visually, but there's really no way of telling without having traffic counters in there.
One thing I can say to John and his team, Elizabeth being one that I know because I work very closely with, they're doing a lot of activities even in the mall. So they have done job fairs, career fairs, mm-hmm. Christmas in July, which we've participated in, children's activities. Mm-hmm. I mean, things that I've grown up in this area all my life, and I can't remember unless I'm just blacking out my childhood memory, but I can't remember some of those things. So being a part and working with John and his team and helping get the word out there, I think they're doing really great initiatives to drive people in there to spend the day with them. So again, kudos to you and your team.
Thank you. And what she forgot to mention is we do the chamber tree lighting there.
How could I forget that?
We do the chamber which because of the chamber, we kicked around, where to do it. And I don't remember who made the recommendation, but they said Lehigh Valley Mall. And we'd love to do it.
Yes.
And every year we've done it. Every year the participation has grown, and it's been really, really good. Now we look forward to it every year.
Yes, and it's great because to kick off the holiday, so we do our tree lighting in November, early November, mid to early November. What a great way to bring everybody there for a jolly event and then shop to really kick off the shopping holiday season. So it is phenomenal. I mean, from Santa, we have the carolers from the high school, the choir, to all the restaurants participating in a food court, the mayor, county executive come. This past year, we did a beneficiary. It was benefiting the Lehigh County Humane Society. So they brought out two dogs, and we collect canned items or food for the pets. And I mean, it was just a true community event. And again, we can't do that without the support of the mall.
Sure.
Yeah.
You are listening to On Every Main Street. I'm Greg Caponia, your host, and we're listening to WDIY. We'll be back in a minute.
Not only is becoming a WDIY member a great way to support the programs you love, it has its benefits. WDIY members have access to our weekly member ticket giveaway emails, discover great concerts, theater performances, film screenings, and more, all while supporting the many choices and real voices on WDIY. Make your gift today at 610-694-8100, extension 7, or wdiy.org. Thank you.
Good evening and welcome back to On Every Main Street. Here with John Ferreira from the Lehigh Valley Mall and Jessica O'Donnell from the Chamber. You've recently gone through some changes in the way you call it redistricting for the chamber. Explain what happened, Jessica.
So Whitehall Area Chamber of Commerce is one of the most recent mergers, a part of the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce. It started probably about 3 years ago. It's been 3 years ago, where the Whitehall Area Chamber of Commerce got together with the Greater Lehigh Valley and wanted to start a partnership. It was supposed to be a three-year partnership, which means we weren't fully marriage blended yet at that point. However, after 8 months, the Whitehall Area Chamber of Commerce said, nope, let's make it. It's not broken. It's working better than it's ever been working. So they decided to merge early on in the three-year partnership. And John was a part of that.
And if I could just chime in here, it's worked out great. The Whitehall Chamber had a lot of passionate people involved in doing events and activities. We all worked full-time jobs, and we really didn't, we needed direction. And we knew what we wanted. We wanted to do this, but we really needed direction. And by bringing on Jessica and the Lehigh Valley Chamber, it's given the people who are with the chamber originally, I guess, a real spark into doing what they really wanted to do. And with the direction provided by Jessica and the Lehigh Valley Chamber, it's just really boosted everything that we do to another. It's taken everything we do to another level, i.e. Restaurant Week, i.e. the tree lighting. So we're much more involved. We're much more active, and everyone in the community is really has supported us, and we're supporting the community much better than we did when before the Lehigh Valley Chamber was involved.
And one thing people may not know is the Whitehall Area Chamber actually has four municipalities that we represent. So we represent not only Whitehall Township, North Catasauqua Borough, Catasauqua Borough, and Copley Borough. So I think prior to me coming in, I don't know if we engaged the boroughs as much, but now we do. We have buy-in from the mayors, the municipalities. We make sure to host events in each of those areas. And I think that is really built on as the Lehigh Valley draws people to our area, but we also have other outside areas within the township that, you know, people are feeding off of. So it's a great, great partnership. It's a great, I guess, a merger, I guess you could say, but partnership with the municipalities, with the chamber.
John mentioned Restaurant Week. Let's talk about it. When is it?
It's April 19th through April 25th. So it's our Whitehall Area Chamber of Commerce Restaurant Week. Last year, we had 17 businesses buy in. And thanks to John and the committee, they're out there touching base with Bravo's, the Bonefishes, but also the small bake shops in maybe Copley or the breweries and things like that. So definitely check out our Facebook page, the Chamber's page. As soon as we get commitment from those businesses, any eateries that want to participate and we get the menu, we put it up there. We call it the best time to dine. And really for us, bringing people in for restaurants, hopefully they'll go out to other businesses too and see everything that we have to offer.
Does Restaurant Week increase your traffic at the mall?
It does. We have a lot of restaurants, and we have a handful of them participate. So does it increase our business umpteen times? No. But what it does is it gives people an opportunity to try a restaurant at our mall, whichever one it might be, and not only to eat, but once they'll either maybe shop before they eat, or they'll shop after they eat, or they'll stick around and do something else. And that's what this is all about.
Do you have any data on how many people go to the mall to dine and then walk into the mall to shop, or the other way around, maybe go to the mall and then say, hey, you know, I'm kind of hungry. Let's stop at one of the restaurants. It obviously works, but yeah, I'm just curious if there's a percentage flow through.
Hard to quantify. I would say that's hard to put a number on.
Question for both of you. What's the advantage of going to the mall versus buying online?
For me, it's supporting these brick and mortars that are in our community. Nobody wants to see a vacant store, because I feel like as vacant stores pop up, they can become like the domino effect, because they can hurt everything around them. So I know that it's something that I try really hard to even go in there and support if it's buying one thing versus buying it online. We mm-hmm. want to see these businesses thrive, because these are also businesses that are supporting us. They have buy-in to the chamber. So if they're not there, then I don't have buy-in.
Yeah, and you know, from my standpoint is, whether we admit this or not, we want to be taken care of, and we want good service, and just like when you go to a restaurant, you want good service, and no different than going to a retailer. You go to a good retailer, they're going to be able to help you find something, and if they're really a good retailer, they're going to help you find something and something else.
For me, it's returning things. Or being able to try something on,
yes. mm-hmm.
because not everybody has the same sizing codes, if you will.
Yes.
So I might be this from one store and this size in another store, and I can't say I've ever bought anything online and returned it. And it may be still sitting somewhere in a corner in my house, because it's kind of a difficult thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a great advantage to being able to shop locally and shop at a mall. When you leave, you know what you have, and you know that it's going to fit, it's going to work. And if by any chance you have to bring it back, Well, it's pretty easy.
My right. problem with them all is I go there sometimes with one thing in my mind, but I leave with 100 other things too as well. Oh, wow. So that's, I think that's a great thing for you and your team and all the retailers. But, you know, I love that I can spend a whole day there. You know, I can plan out where I'm going to go. And I think, again, to John and his team and the credit, the stores that they're bringing in, the trending stores or the people that are going to shop. I was talking to John probably about a couple months ago about what stores are going to be coming in and are they targeting certain age groups? Because I remember when I was 14 or 15, my mom would drop us off with a bunch of girls right. and we'd have the whole day shopping because those were the stores that I was, you know, and then I'd eat there and all those types of things. So I'm really loving what they're bringing in because it's really a destination.
And, you know, that being said, I just want to jump into something just real quick here. The parents would drop the kids off and let them go shop at the mall. And, you know, a lot of people look at that as, you know, boy, there's a lot of kids running around. But, yeah, I look at it like, yeah, they are. But they do have their parents' credit card. Mm-hmm. We do have stores for them. And not to mention the fact that I feel good that a parent feels good enough about dropping their child off and that they'll be fairly safe. Especially so that makes me feel good.
With the weather. It's almost like a park. John, what will the mall of the future look like? What can we expect to see more of?
If I had to project out, you know, it depends on the market that you're in, okay? And the reason I say that is that some markets are over-retailed. Some markets are under-retailed. So it would depend on, is there a consolidation needed at some in some markets where some shopping centers may downsize or they may reposition themselves. If there's a situation where they're over-retailed, you have a shopping center that may add apartments. They may add some living. They may add some outdoor shopping. They may add apartments with a park next to it. They may redevelop a department store that has left. Let's use the Bon-Tons. Shopping mm-hmm. centers with Bon-Tons, you have Sears, which is going to come up. So they may reposition those centers into some living, maybe some entertainment. I think you're going to see a lot of that going forward. I think what you're going to see is the shopping centers sort of developing themselves into not only a live, work, shop, eat place, but there's going to be entertainment to bring people to the venue who might eat and shop. Jessica's a little younger than I, so they're out and they're always about. I'm old. I don't go out. But people really want to go out and they want to go do something.
Yes.
So our shopping centers are trying to develop themselves or redevelop themselves into a place where people want to go and participate in something.
And I think, you know, Pocono Brewery is a prime example of that. That for my fiance and I, we go there on a Friday night to get a brew, get some pizza, and hang out. I mean, we don't necessarily shop, but that's become a destination. Or I look at Lululemon. Mm-hmm. They do yoga on right. Saturdays and mm-hmm. Sundays. You know, they're driving in a whole bunch of people, and then they're going to get brunch maybe at Bravo or something like that. So I love how the mall is kind of morphing into the lifestyle centers. Mm-hmm. And really, for me, selfishly, that's my backyard. I live 5 minutes from there, so it's a destination again.
You have a Dave & Buster's coming in?
We have Dave & Buster's coming in. We're hoping it's going to be early April when they get themselves open. Really, really a coup for the mall in general and for the market. I think it's going to be hugely successful. So we're anxious to see how this is all going to play out.
We have a few minutes left. Jessica, let's talk about the street festival.
So first ever street festival. We're spelling it S-T-R-E-A-T.
I noticed.
So that means a lot of food. So that is on Saturday, June 6th. It's with the Catasauqua Main Streets Group. They are kind of contracting us to help them with some initiatives and events. So that is going to start at 11 o'clock. We're going to have two bands playing at all times. We're going to have the streets lined with food trucks, local restaurants, craft vendors. Really a fun day for Catasauqua.
And then the FedEx tour in March.
That's a partnership with the Northampton Area Chamber of Commerce. Again, power of partnerships. And that is a luncheon tour starting at 11:30. I actually took the tour last week, and that's when I was telling the board about it. It is unbelievable. That FedEx facility is one of the largest in the United States. Mm-hmm. And really how one click at home or on your phone and how your packages get home is truly mind-blowing after you see this whole warehouse.
State of the Region Luncheon.
That's coming up. Actually, John is on that committee. That one's also in March. We have all four of our mayors come out and speak and talk about new developments, projects, you know, PennDOT, things like that that could affect businesses, community members. So that one is always well attended because people want to know what's up and coming.
Okay. We have about a minute left. John, invite people to the mall. Why should they come?
Well, everybody, first of all, I want to thank you for having us again. If you want to have a good time, if you really need something to do, we've got activities for you here. We have a nice restaurant component. We have a nice indoor-outdoor component here for people to just, if you don't want to buy something, you can stop and grab a cup of coffee and just walk around, sit down in our nice soft seating, both inside and outside, and just come and enjoy the activity that we may have planned for the day. And maybe, just maybe, you may stop in a store and spend some money.
John Ferreira, General Manager of the Lehigh Valley Mall, thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
And Jessica, as always, a wonderful guest.
Thank you.
On Every Main Street.
Woo-hoo.
I'm your host, Greg Caponia, and you are listening to WDIY.